Here's a thought about explaining a photograph, which is almost always going to be a bad idea. Doesn't it make sense that if there's something that you have to explain about a photograph, that somehow the photograph is not doing that itself? Which I think is why I'm always fascinated by how often I hear photographers talk about their images by explaining what they were trying to accomplish, to which I always want to append, comma, but. But they didn't accomplish it somehow. And so they're trying to overcome that by telling us what it was their intention was. That does not mean, however, that photographs and text or words don't sometimes go together. But text that explains a photograph, to me, is always suspect. The good reasons for producing image and text combinations involve helping create a bridge between someone passing through life who doesn't know you, doesn't know your photography, doesn't care about it, but somehow you want them to care about your photograph. A title or a text, introductory statement or something like that can help bridge the gap between where they are in life and what it is that you want to accomplish with your work. But that's different from using text to explain what the photograph doesn't accomplish by itself. The way I always tend to think of it is this. If the text explains the photograph, then either the photograph isn't good enough or the text is attempting to be a photograph, both of which cases are obviously suspect. On the other hand, if the text, the title, the introductory statement, the caption helps enrich the viewer's experience, then maybe it's worthwhile. The simple rule of thumb that I tend to use is this. If the photograph simply illustrates what's in the text, then the photograph isn't necessary. If the text simply reiterates what we can see in the photograph, then the text isn't necessary. When the text and the photograph come together to create a whole that's bigger than the sum of the parts, that is to say, both the image and the text work together to make a combination that's bigger than either of them, then I think it makes sense. But explaining a photograph is almost always going to be an admission of failure on the photographer's part. And whatever is said about a photograph in that context is going to end up diminishing the artwork rather than enhancing it. An explanation makes the photograph less valuable than it is without the explanation. When text and image are combined to create something that's bigger than either one of them, then I say, do it. The tricky part is being honest with ourselves as to whether or not our text is simply trying to make up for a poorly executed photograph, in which case it's more of an excuse than it is an enhancement.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.